We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson will be here. He'll have a booth. He'll also be helping Randy with woodworking projects. So Carson will be here for that.
When's that?
That'll be on Thanksgiving Eve.
He's going to be here.
He'll be here for the Tree of Trust, which Greg is setting up. So that'll be everything here will be financially secured. Yes.
Greg has wondered openly.
Yes.
Why we're calling it the Tree of Trust.
Not sure I just came up with that.
Is it the Tree of Thanks or Tree of Trust?
It's a tree. It's a tree. And I thought Tree of Trust, because we can trust.
I like it.
Because we can trust what we're putting on there.
Oh, so why is it the
we
tree
can
of trust
what someone puts on there. That is what they're thankful for. Because they won't be made up.
Okay. Yeah. Don't lie to the Tree of Trust. Don't lie to
I'm
the Tree of Trust.
I'm not changing Tree of Trust.
Not the Tree of Thanks.
No, it's the Tree of Trust.
Tree of Thanks.
Lawrence Welk would not want that changed.
Greg did raise that.
He did raise the question.
It's a fair question.
Greg might have got confused when he's looking at my gas-powered leaf blower last night at 9 o'clock.
Greg's been busy.
Check.
He says he's going to put together the photo booth. He's got a zillion.
He might be here like at 5 a.m. that day.
Craig, don't we have a condo here? Can Greg stay here?
We do have a condo. I can ask him that.
Yeah. Can we get a sponsor?
Can we get a sponsor for Greg? Can we get a sponsor?
Greg, a sponsor.
Will anyone sponsor Missing Tooth Greg?
The Hampton Inn.
Can we do a
sponsor? Get a room over there, possibly.
He'll put like a hoodie on with your name on it. That would be nice to do that.
It's a walking billboard.
Sponsor for Missing
Tooth. He needs his own
gotta sponsor. Got to be surely as Dennis would sponsor him.
Oh, I'm sure.
God, he's there every
he's rolling
day.
Rolling it in right now.
6 a.m.
Every Friday.
Sunday, every Sunday.
Every Friday without fail.
Without fail. I'm at the
thousands
dentist.
Of dollars. Thank
so
you,
Dennis. Greg, have your dentist chime in, please.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for Bill's Thrills here on Wednesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, is it going to be a bonanza?
Right? Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
We put it on a show at the event. He wants to highlight his skill set in power sanding and varnishing. So he's going to have some product here. But Hayden will run the power sander. And then Randy will show you how to varnish after that's done.
Varnish, good
yes.
word.
So this is a word that you get a time you get a chance to get better. So it's also a workshop. So you can probably write this off as a business expense.
Okay.
When you travel here next Wednesday. It's a workshop. So this is now turned into a business expense, which I think will help everyone in travel. And we're looking forward to seeing how far away people come from that will show up from the distance. Will be very fun to see. Someone that's in town, bring a breaker. Randy.
Maybe come from the panhandle, possibly.
The panhandle?
Not, yeah, of Nebraska.
Candace, would you be interested in coming down
Scott's
from Arthur?
Bluff.
Scott's
Arthur.
Bluff. Be okay.
All right, what do we got on the thrills?
Well, it's Wednesday, so that's wild card, right, Jake?
It is wild card Wednesday.
That's why it's just a thought. Hey, airlines. Be a sport. Let's get swole in the airport. You have all these lounges where you're eating fried foods and drinking wines and cocktails and mac and cheese and all this stuff like that.
Auntie Anne's, you mean?
Why is there not a gym?
Auntie Anne, sorry.
Why is there not a gym? In airports.
You have
why
extraordinary
is there not
ideas.
A gym? Why
you are rich?
Why is Planet Fitness not in the Atlanta airport? In each whatever they call them, those little areas you go to.
You are a wealthy man that lives on the south side.
Terminal.
You should be more wealthy.
Each terminal. Can you imagine when you get done? I remember, so what I do, I had it the other day when I was traveling to Louisville that time. I'm like, okay, I got some time. Let's get some fitness in. I got my backpack and stuff, so I'm just walking the airport, in and out of people and stuff, getting some steps.
You bring
in
your bands at all?
Yeah,
or
that, no? No, I didn't. I had my, bands with me.
They were, great job.
But if you, but my point is, how nice would it be? And just imagine this like that.
What's going on?
Who are you? I'm Tom from Tulsa. You want to spot me? I'd love to all
you
of a sudden.
You can go in there in your jeans.
Go in too. There in your jeans, and, and no one's looking funny. There's a guy over there in a sport coat knocking out some lat pulls.
This is one of your best ideas.
The conversation would be insane of the people you get a chance to meet, interact with like that. Also, I'm going to get the climber in for 30 minutes real quick.
Yeah. Get on the stair stepper.
Knock it out. How happy would you be going, look, we're laid over? Not a problem. I'm headed to the gym.
Stair stepper?
Yeah, head down to the gym.
Your lat pull down?
I mean, sometimes you have a four-hour layover.
Triceps?
Planet Fitness. Where are you?
Where are you? This is a plan. No one's got this. There's not a gym in an airport.
I don't know how you do this.
I try to get my mind. I don't have a job, Steve, which you've brought up several times. So I have free time as I'm driving around town.
I'm serious. This is, Jake, I'm not joking around right now.
How does this?
This
how
is
do we
one of the
this?
Better ideas I've heard.
Who do we talk to?
We have a lot of response. If you keep going, but
no,
we
we're good. We'll
I want
some responses. Yes.
The common response is this. The smell on the airplane would be terrible.
No, not necessarily.
People
not really.
Doing fitness.
It's already
no.
bad.
Are they going to have showers at all?
It might be showers. Yeah. If that's your take, I'm down on you. If that was your first thought,
yeah, that's several people. Yeah, I'll just read their texts here.
I don't know if you have to also. I'm not saying you have to go full. I did an hour 20 on the climber, and I'm soaked through my sport coat. No. That's not it. That's
just
not the
dripping
point.
Dripping sweat at the airport.
Not everybody wears a sport coat.
Exactly. What do people wear? Joggers?
Yeah.
Casual
attire.
What do women wear?
Lululemon.
90% will be in leggings.
Yep.
They're already set
right.
for it.
No, that's that.
Yeah, stop.
You don't see too many guys walking around with suits on.
So you tell me, Jake, would you go to the gym?
I would.
Steve, would you
100%.
Go? 100%.
One of your better ideas.
In.
I don't need to sit down for 3 hours for my layover. Exactly.
Well, look it to the United Club.
Let's go to United Club. You want another? You want some more French fries, sir? How about getting a little workout in?
Doing
feel good
Danish?
About yourself. Yeah.
No, go work out at whatever. Yeah. Oh, wow. What an idea.
Planet Airplane.
What an idea.
Planet Airplane. Now we're talking.
Hey, Rudy's down.
Yeah.
Rudy's back, by the way.
Rudy's back. He's been in a batting cage for the last 2 hours.
Rudy says thumbs up, and I do too. Yeah, I'm not.
Is there anyone there that likes the ideas or just
yeah,
us three?
Oh, yeah. We got Kyle from Boston says, from one airport walker to another, thank you, Bill. This is a phenomenal idea.
Why is there a lot of walking?
I wonder what. I just don't think there's any reason it can't
just
happen.
Imagine the people that would, because generally, you know, you don't talk to anybody in the airport. You don't. You don't talk to anybody. You sit down, you always find your spot.
Really.
But all of a sudden like that, all of a sudden like that, hey, can I work in a set with you? Where are you heading to like that? Guam. Kind of going to Guam. That's sweet. Where were you going to? I'm just going to Georgia, to Atlanta, but it'd be kind of fun to, and those places would be awesome.
So now there's a couple things you got to address. Could anybody go in them, or do you have to be a Planet Fitness member?
Yeah, I think here's the deal, too. Would you not pay a simple price of $5 to walk in there? Yeah. And then you have a locker, so you lock up your bag.
Okay.
So you can lock up your
locker
like that. Like they have them all, just have a little locker, so you can put your stuff away. So I don't have to be carrying around my laptop and all this stuff. And
just have lockers.
Just have lockers.
That's one thing you'd have to.
You'd have some attendance. I'd love to see also like that. Anyways, yoga class starts in 10 minutes, guys. You have a yoga mat in there? I'm going to get some yoga.
I mean, there's always...
It's endless.
There's always going to be hitches, but like maybe in addition to the locker, if you have a bunch of stuff, you just put it in an area and somebody's monitoring that area.
Could be
a
monitored area. That's a good idea, Steve.
Yeah.
Anything else, Jay?
Yeah, we got Ryan at Eustace Body Shop.
Oh, Eustace.
Says, Bill...
Eustace Body Shop.
That's who we are. He says, this is phenomenal. Let's do this together.
Thank
he
you.
Wants to,
well,
he wants
you,
to help
hey,
you.
Maybe it's a business
we're
going to
franchise this.
Yes.
I like Planet Airport.
Yes, Planet Airport.
Not Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
Planet
okay.
Airport.
Okay. Now, wait. Did you come up with
no,
that?
No, that was Bill. No, he said that.
Planet
he said it earlier.
Airport.
Planet Airport's great.
Sweet. Bring back some old school Nautilus machines.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What if we brought back the old school gym we talked about that everyone had in every high school in Nebraska? One of those universal
gym?
That'd be sweet.
I don't want to joke around because I think you can make money here.
I think we can.
No, you.
Now, I want to respond to this from Joel in Wisconsin. He goes back to the smell. He says, imagine a sweaty 300-pounder sitting next to you for 3 hours in the flight. I'd say, are you sure he's going to the gym?
Are you sure the 300-pounder?
Not everyone's going. It's not required. It's an option to go to the gym. I don't think he's going to go work out.
I don't think they understand that. They thought they had to go to the gym. If your layover's over 2 hours, you have to report directly.
This is not like security. We have to do some bench presses and move on.
Yeah, if you're just getting in a quick 30-minute workout, and you're not necessarily on a stair-stepper or...
Yeah, buys and tries.
You're not necessarily sweaty.
Yeah.
Also, any more sweaty than you'd be already.
How about just walking on the treadmill a little bit like that? Have your headphones in. They'll all have TVs on the treadmills. Things catch up, what's going on, CNN, whatever it is.
Someone has another idea.
What's that?
In terms of a name. We said Planet Airport. How about Sky Fitness? The Sky Mall is gone. Sky Fitness.
I like Planet Airport better.
I like the idea.
I love Planet Airport. That's great.
I do like Planet Airport.
Planet Airport is great.
Planet Airport's genius.
I would be like, hey, we're flying wherever. Hey, make sure you find one with a layover, would you? I want to try to get a workout in between.
God, this is
and
trouble.
Make your day go by so fast.
See, I don't know what you do with this in your situation. Like, if you call Planet Fitness and tell them this idea, they'll take it. You won't get anything. You have to keep this for your own.
Breakers, can someone help me patent this?
Yes, there's a patent. This might make me happy, Bill.
I need a patent.
Apparently, Midway in Chicago has at least a yoga room. They don't have a full fitness room. They got yoga. That's about. It. Yeah.
He wants
that's
to actually.
That's not Planet Airport. Bill's got his own idea.
Planet Airport. Here.
No.
Planet Airport.
And also, how sweet would it be to have a leaderboard like that? Todd from North Dakota, like that, in a weight class. He's our lead bench presser here ever. Got 220 for six.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be good.
Have a board up there. Have a winner's board. Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
But yeah, that would be nice.
Somebody says, just call Carson. He'll figure this out for you guys. We'll call Carson.
Are you interested in this?
Carson, wait a second.
The peds.
Uh-oh.
Tom and Sean, this is our chance.
Yeah, it's your Carson, chance.
Carson, this is our chance.
Do not let them steal this, though. This is your idea. You've got a benefit.
Text in, would you please?
You'll never see another.
He's listening.
You'll never see another speck of mud after this goes through.
Nothing.
You won't.
Last one before I move on. Bob says, sorry, guys. I'm sticking with my United Club membership. I'm getting the free food and booze, and I'm okay with it, Bob.
Okay, that's okay. That's
it's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
It's an option.
Planet Airport.
Bill, the headline.
Maybe like the SEC. It just means more.
Planet Airport.
The headline one more time, please, Bill.
For the airplanes. Airplanes. Be a sport. Get swole at the airport.
That is Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now.
We're on time almost.
464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You guys are 0-2 in the week, but still 36-21-1. Very strong record. Today's topic, Nebraska is heading to Pennsylvania this weekend to play Penn State. It's a big state. Pennsylvania big cities state. Is our wild card Wednesday
what
topic.
Is it?
Pennsylvania cities. I like our chances of going potentially 4-for-4 today.
Okay.
Potentially.
All right.
So, cities. If you think you know your Pennsylvania cities, please call us at 464.
I don't know Pennsylvania very
5685.
It's kind of a rectangular state.
Shut up, Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dick down. Sip and Bill in trivia. Today's topic for Wild Card Wednesday is Pennsylvania cities. Feel okay about this, Sip?
Pretty good.
We'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Distracted by this Planet Airport thing. Now, would you hire me? Could I be in your...
Yes.
Would
you be a manager? Would you want to be like a trainer? Would you want to be a trainer?
Management,
okay?
Yeah.
Jake could be
that.
A trainer.
I'd like to be there.
We're all going to be involved, I hope.
We've got Carl. How do you feel about Pennsylvania cities today, Carl?
If I get rich, we all get rich.
I'm feeling okay.
Do you like the idea of airport fitness, Carl?
I don't think I'd go to the gym at the airport, but okay. I'm sure some people would.
Okay, so he's not opposed to it. Just himself, he would not be going.
No, I don't expect everybody go.
That's fine.
A lot of people would go. And what's this fellow's name?
This is Carl.
Carl, where are you from?
I'm originally from Pittsburgh, but I live in Lincoln.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh,
well.
You don't have much of an... Well, oh, wow.
This should be favored to a Carl here. Let's see if we can...
Favorite suburbs of Omaha.
All right, Carl. First question to you, Bill. A lifeline for one question,
Pittsburgh,
as always.
Yeah.
Carl, what Pennsylvania city sits on the Lehigh River and was the title of a 1982 song by Billy Joel?
Got it. Allentown.
Yeah, I had
brilliant.
That too.
I've been to Allentown. One of the few Billy Joel songs I like.
Yeah, I really do.
A lot of sound effects in that song.
Yeah. Factory sounds.
Yes. 1-0 lead. All right, Sip. First question. What city is the capital of Pennsylvania?
Ooh, Bill. Hold on. Let's think about this.
I don't know it.
Oh, God. This is embarrassing, by the way, that we don't know the capital.
You're flying into a city. Is that a capital? Is that a capital?
Ooh. I don't know. I don't think so.
Harrisburg.
Brilliant.
I thought it was. I went with it.
Good job. We're not flying into there, though.
You're flying to State College?
No, I'm pretty sure we're flying into State College.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, ask Sean.
You have flown into Harrisburg, though, before.
That's the capital.
Well,
That's the capital.
Yeah.
Nailed that. All right, we're in business.
1-1 tie back to you, Carl, for the lead. What Pennsylvania city was the site of the fictional Dunder Mifflin in The Office?
That'll be Scranton.
Layup.
Brilliant.
Scranton.
Scranton.
2-1 lead.
Didn't know it.
This is on you. Bill has already helped you out, so you're on your
thanks,
own.
Thanks, Jake.
This is for the tie. What Pennsylvania city is the yearly host of the Little League World Series, commonly aired on ESPN every single year?
Oh, man.
This is to force the tiebreaker. And Bill cannot help you. What Pennsylvania city is the yearly host of the Little League World Series? ESPN for like 2 weeks in early August every year.
Every year, Steve.
Do you know this?
I don't think I do. When he says it, I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's it. But
Erie.
That would be Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Williamsport. That's a
Carl, nice win. Congrats and calling on the road.
Isn't Punxsutawney?
That is in Pennsylvania, too. Yep.
You didn't do Punxsutawney. That really shocked me.
Well, I could do it again. I could do several.
That guy's name
that's
again.
That's Carl.
Carl's from Pittsburgh. That kind
It'd be a tough matchup
like,
for you guys.
Tell us names from Northeast Nebraska towns.
Hey, we got Harrisburg. You would have had Allentown.
Yeah.
You would have had Scranton. So you had three of the four.
Yeah. Hey, Carl did.
And the other
job.
One's the easiest one, really.
Williamsport?
Yeah, that's not hard.
Okay.
We're 0-3.
Tiebreaker.
Yeah, we are just, wow.
Tiebreaker. Bill, what is the population of Williamsport, Pennsylvania?
Ooh, that's a great question. I don't think it's huge. I'm going to say it's... 268,000.
Oh, God, way smaller. I think it's Columbus size, like 26,000.
Close. 27,628. Oh, wow. Dang, Sip.
Yeah, I knew it was small.
You're like, that's 1,000 off.
Good job, Steve.
Hey, 0-3.
Yeah,
I got so locked. We got so locked up with the airport.
Well, that was airport fitness.
Airport fitness.
Planet
Airport.
I think you can make this work, but I guarantee if you call Planet Fitness and they try to make it an offshoot, you'll never get a dime out
of it. You know, Omaha's in the middle of a remodel. We could work this in right now and say, hey, hold the phone. Let's put a
Let's start it in Omaha.
I'll call Peter.
Who's doing it?
I'll call Peter.
It's probably him.
Yeah.
It's probably them.
It's probably Peter.
Peter Hewitt.
Yeah.
It's your idea.
It's my idea. We have documentation on the radio.
We would get easily investment to that. We'd have investors for days to help out.
The Peds.
The Peds would like, oh, yes, get it done.
Sean, they'll be here for, Carson's bringing him down on next Wednesday.
Planet Airport.
Yes.
It's going to happen. When we come back, Hour 3, Sean Callahan is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.